This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Despite the challenges facing the ag economy, there are still reasons to be optimistic, especially regarding the soybean trade. Recent numbers reveal promising gains, highlighting the resilience and competitiveness of U.S. soybeans on the global market. These wins offer a much-needed boost to farmers and the ag industry. We'll talk with U.S. Soybean Export Council's Jim Sutter right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? Learn more about the innovative uses of soybeans at iasoybeans.com.
Jim Sutter is the CEO of the U.S. Soybean Export Council, and he shares encouraging insights into the progress made over the past year.
Not a bad year last year, and starting out even better this year. You know, okay. So we're kind of halfway through the marketing year this year, and we've got overall exports up 14% versus where we were last year at this time. And what I kind of like to see is the rest of the world, aside from our biggest customer, is up about 35%, and we're pretty flat to China. Okay. So it's a nice mix of markets around the world. Last year we set a record with meal exports in 23-24, and we're on pace. We're above where we were last year, so we're on pace to set another record with meal, which is important with the crush plant expansions. So a lot of good things going on.
Egypt, once again, is a growing destination for U.S. soybeans. We're seeing a large growth over this time a year ago.
A market that is just really, it's about four times where we were last year at this time, is Egypt. And a few years ago, we would have talked about Egypt. They had really grown, and then they had a financial crisis. They're a pretty fragile economy, so when things go bad there, they just don't have money to spend on things. And so there were a couple of years where our exports to Egypt had really fallen off, but now they are back up, and we're at a couple million tons year to date versus a quarter of that last year, half a million tons. So that's a market, and that's based purely on people in Egypt consuming more poultry and fish and cooking oil. So that's the great kind of market. That's what we like to see. It's not based on them exporting to somewhere else. It's them consuming it right there in their country.
Sutter runs down a few more areas where we're seeing growth in exports and how soybeans are being consumed.
So a country right next to Egypt actually is Algeria.
Yep.
And they hadn't been an importer at all. And all of a sudden, they've started to import. They're at a couple hundred thousand tons of soybean imports this year. They've built a couple big crush plants because their middle class is wanting to have more poultry to consume, those kind of things. So I think in that neighborhood we're seeing it. But let me shift to a couple of other places. We're seeing good, strong growth in Southeast Asia. Vietnam is a country where we are seeing good growth this year. Philippines is always a good importer of soybean meal. That's continuing. And then if you go down to Latin America, a country like Colombia, Colombia's exports to Colombia are about double where they were last year at this time. So that's a country where we actually have a free trade agreement between the United States and Colombia, and that's one that has really helped. It's been in place since 2012, so it's an example of how those kind of things can work. But I would say many places around the world are doing pretty well.
The demand for U.S. soybeans remains strong, but maintaining and growing that momentum will require common sense trade strategies and effective marketing in 2025. By capitalizing on recent successes and fostering strong global partnerships, the ag industry can ensure continued growth. With the right approach, U.S. soybeans will remain a vital player in the international market. For more on this story and more comments from Jim Sutter, log on to iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.